want to welcome those who are here and say shalom shalom to those who are leaving. I don't know why they're leaving. Okay. No, just for a few weeks.
I have a minion here. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. It's good. It'll warm us up in the window for you. Yeah. All right, mostly. So what we've been dedicating ourselves to, we started last week and hopefully finished this week, either today or on Wednesday, Mirtz Hashem, is this Yahrzeit shiur that the Rav gave 50 years ago, or more, a little bit more than 50 years ago, a week ago, on the topic of Kedusha and Dovrish of Kedusha. Now, what I tried to do on this page that I gave out today is to give you some of the Mar Makomos. Not all of them, but a few of them. Of course, I gave out my copy, which was very magnanimous of me, but I'm left without a copy. Okay, thanks, I'll give it right back to you. I'm not trying to abscond with it. So we had a long discussion, if you recall, about the source for Dovah Shiva Kedusha. Where do we know it from? And we found two very fascinating sources, one in the Tosis in Sanhedrin and one in the Brisa in the Sefer Sofrim, which seemed to indicate that back in the day, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was to recite Kedusha only in the Tfilos of Shabbos, or for that matter, any day that had a Karban Musaf to it. So that includes Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Chodesh. Okay. And any day that had Hallel, which is the day of Chanukah, and perhaps we could stretch it to include even Purim because of Megillas Esther, if we go with that sugya of Kriyasa Zuihilu. And the obvious question is, why would Kedusha be dedicated exclusively to these days in the calendar year? And again, as we said, that was the minhag in Eretz Yisrael that the Gaonim testified to. And secondly, why would the Masechta Sofrim connect Kedusha on Shabbos and Yontif with Kedusha on those days that do not have a Karban Musaf, but rather have Hallel, Chanukah, and Purim? There seems to be like almost a logical gap or a jump here between a day of Karban Musaf on the one hand and a day of Hallel on the other hand. In fact, Hallel is not part of Shmona Esrei at all. It's a separate chiyuv, a separate obligation, a separate kiyum, independent of Tefillah. On the other hand, when we talk about Kedusha on a day that's endowed with a Karban Musaf, we're talking about Kedusha where? In Tefillah, no doubt, right? And therefore becomes an integral part of Tefillah. So the Masechta Sofrim is a little bit odd, combining the two, right? Let's take a look at the Masechta Sofrim. It's the fourth source on your page. Tani Rabbi Chia, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Yesh Bo Kedusha. Right? So if there's Musaf on this day, then there's Kedusha on this day. It doesn't mean that Kedusha, by definition, is limited to Musaf, meaning to Tfilas Musaf. It's not like we're saying that the Kedusha is going to replace the Karban, but rather the Kedusha is related to the day. And the question is, which day? You and I might have said 365 days out of the year, but no. The Masechta Sofrim insists that it's a day that has a Karban Musaf. If a day is endowed with a special nature that it has a Karban Musaf, then it's also endowed with a special nature of Kedusha. And that Kedusha is going to be integrated where? Into the body of Tefillah. And then Rabbi Chiya goes on to say, even a day she'ein bo Musaf, v'ein bo Kedusha, nevertheless, Chanukah, insofar as it's a day she'yesh bo Hallel, also requires Kedusha. And there seems to be like a logical jump here, a gap. You know, the analogy here between the two categories of days that require Kedusha, whether it's on the one hand a day that has a Karban Musaf, and on the other hand a day that has Hallel, you know, does klapnisht, as we say. It doesn't, you know, what's the Israelis would say, ma kesher. You know, it doesn't seem to be connected one to the other. And the third question that we want to ask is, what about our minhag? Our minhag today, as we know it all over B'chol Tfutzis Yisrael, whether it's Ashkenazim or Sfaradim, everyone today, here in Eretz Yisrael and abroad, will recite Kedusha on a daily basis, even B'shar Yimos HaChol. So what's the source for that Kedusha, if both the Masechta Sofrim and the Tosin Sanhedrin are deriving Kedusha from the fact that this day is endowed with a special status, be it Shabbos, Yontov, etc., then what is it? How do we have a basis or a source for our minhag to recite Kedusha even on Yimos HaChol? So again, let's just summarize our three questions. Question number one is, how does the Masechta Sofrim combine two categories of days? On the one hand, a day that has a Korban Musaf, and on the other hand, a day that has Hallel. Second question is, this justifies the minhag of Eretz Yisrael back in the day that Kedusha was recited on Shabbos and Yontif, but how do we justify, what source do we find for our minhag to recite Kedusha integrated into the fabric of Shmoneh Esrei on a daily basis, even on a weekday? And the third question we're asking is that Hallel and those days that have a Korban Musaf seem to be pointing in two different directions. Hallel is not pointing us in the direction of Tefillah. Hallel is not integrated into the fabric of Tefillah. And Kiddush, on the other hand, in contrast, is integrated into the very structure of Tefillah. So I gave out a page on Wednesday, Yom Revi of last week, in which it's called, on the bottom, you see it says Kuf Tzari Ches. If you have that from last time, we have a concept here called Kedushas Hayom. Okay, Kedushas Hayom. If you don't find it, don't spend too much time looking for it. Oh, you have it. Okay, good. So I'll try to give you the highlights, Balpe. A day that is endowed with Kedushas Hayom apparently requires what we call a Tosefes Shevach. Every day of the year obviously requires Shevach. Shevach is an integral part, an essential part of Tefillah. Right? So the Rambam opens up the Tefillah and presents the three major parts of Tefillah, the first of which is Shevach. So that applies the whole year round. But above and beyond the mitzvah of Shevach, to praise Hashem, which applies the whole year round, there's a separate, special mitzvah of Shevach that applies to unique days, and those are the days that are endowed with Kedusha. The Masechta Sofrim uses a code to tell us which days are endowed with Kedusha, and that is Sheyesh Bo Karbon Musaf. If the day has its own karbon, then that karbon reflects the separate, unique Kedusha Sayom of that day. And in turn, once I define those days, be it Shabbos, Yontif, be it Chol HaMoed, be it Rosh Chodesh, those days have a special mitzvah of Tosefes Shevach. How does that Tosefes Shevach express itself? Do I stand up and say, oh, praise be the Lord? Like, what form does it take on? And the answer is, it takes on the form of Kedusha. And when we describe God's Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 when we recite that blessing, glorifying Hashem's name through Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso, etc., that is a Kiyum Tosefes Shevach on those days that are unique in the calendar year because they're endowed with Kedusha. What does that have to do with Chanukah and Purim? And now the answer becomes quite clear. Chanukah and Purim also are days that are endowed with a chiyuv of a Tosefes Shevach. How does that Tosefes Shevach express itself in Hallel? Now we're going to fulfill that day and the character of that day as Tosefes Shevach by adding Kedusha into Tefillah. Now, admittedly, there is a distinction. We're only making a comparison or an analogy. We're not equating the two. In the case of Hallel, on a day that has Hallel, the Hallel is not part of Tefillah. But what we're saying is that the Brisa of Rabbi Chiya in the Masechta Sofrim creates this dimyon, or this analogy. And what is it? That just like a day which has Hallel generates its own Chiyuv Shevach, as a Tosefa Shevach, so too a day that's endowed with Kedushas Hayom. And how do we know? What's the barometer to test that it is endowed with Kedushas Hayom? It's the Karban Musaf. That day also engenders a Chiyuv of Tosefa Shevach, both in the case of days that have Hallel and in the case of days that are endowed with the Kedusha. The Tosefa Shevach is reflected in Kedusha and integrated into the very fabric of Shemoneh Esrei. So again, how many of our questions have we really resolved? Not all of them, by any means. What we have resolved is a justification or an insight into the minhag in Eretz Yisrael back in the day to recite Kedusha on Shabbos and Yontif, as codified by Tosfos in the name of the Geonim in Masechta Sanhedrin. And not only that, we begin to understand not only why Kedusha is added to Tefillah on those days of Shabbos and Yontif, but we also begin to understand the analogy of the Masechta Sofrim between those days that have a Karban Musaf and those days that have Hallel. Both of these categories of days will require Kedusha in Shemoneh Esrei because of the nature of the day that engenders a Chiyuv called Tosefes Sheva. That Tosefes Shevach is not just, as we said before, praise be the Lord, yeah, just get up and praise Hashem. No, it takes on a definite form. Chazal gave it the form of Kedusha. And where do they place Kedusha? In its proper place. And that is in the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, because the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is a bracha of Shevach. In fact, that bracha will close. It's what we call Sgirat Ma'agal. It closes that unit, which is called the unit of Shevach. And right integrated into that third bracha, we're going to be Mekayim this Chiyuv of Tosefes Shevach. Now, if you were to ask me, where is the source in the Torah for Tosefes Shevach? So this becomes quite interesting. The sugya in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Zayin on days invokes a pasuk in Yeshayahu HaNavi. Let's just take a quick look at Yeshayahu HaNavi. Yeshayahu HaNavi, and we mentioned this in the past, speaks about the Malachi Ashores. Again, I've never seen one. I don't know if anyone here has ever seen one or can testify to the fact that they have how many knafayim?
Six.
And the question is, the six correspond to the days of the week, and each one of these knafayim facilitates somehow the ability of the Malachi Ashores to recite the glory and praise of Hashem. But the question is, we have 7 days in the week, so where is the seventh knaf? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Yeshayahu HaNavi and to the Malachi Ashores that the seventh Kanaf is the Shabbos itself. And the Shabbos glorifies Hashem and sings its praise. And this, says the Gaonim in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, is the source for Kedusha. Our Kedusha, which is going to replace that vacuum, that gap, because the Malachi Ashores are covering Kedusha on 6 days out of the week, but they're leaving one day open, and that's the day of Shabbos. Our Kedusha of Shabbos, and again, it's going to be a Kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei. That Kedusha is going to replace the glory of Hashem, you know, the praise that we need on the seventh day. However, if you take a look at our sugya that we've been studying here, Brachos Daf Chav Aleph, some of you, including myself, have forgotten that we are learning Masechta Brachos. I promise you, Blinet, that we'll come back to Masechta Brachos. But we're looking a little bit at a broader scope of sources here. The Gemara in Brachos actually quotes a different source for davar shebekedusha, at least for the requirement of asara and davar kedusha. That's v'nikdashti besoch v'nei Yisrael with all gans shav and toch and eider and so forth and so on. And that leads us, perhaps, to address the third question that we wanted to address, and that is our minhag to recite kedusha on a daily basis. And the Sifri on the pasuk Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Elokeinu Atzur Tamim Palo etc. derives a darash of kedusha from the fact that someone, we'll have to figure out who that someone is, calls out and invites others, and then we have to figure out who these others are, to Havu Godol Elokeinu, to give godless and glorify Hashem's name. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. Ekra here means not just to recite the name of Hashem, but to actually call it out.
To summon
someone. Excellent. What's it called in Hebrew? Do you remember, Harvey, the Hebrew word for summoning?
Hazmanah,
correct? Lahazmin. Whenever you see the word hazmana, you should always think of this Sifri in Parshas Hazinu Kishem Hashem Ekra. The concept of hazmana means that one person turns to his fellow and he says to him, Kishem Hashem Ekra. And that fellow, hearing the invitation, the summons as you call it, has to respond by saying what? Havu Godol Elokeinu. And the Sifri in Hazinu derives from this pasuk, Havu Godol Elokeinu, the response to Baruch Hu, when the Shliach Tzibur calls out Baruch Hu as Hashem Uvarach, he is being Mekayim the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, the summons, correct? Again, I don't know, in England the word summons has a positive connotation. Am I right? Where I come from in the States, it has a negative connotation. You don't want a summons. Catch on that one, right? You have that in England too. Yeah. A summons to show up in court, you don't want a summons. But in this case, Havu Godol Elokeinu, that's the response to the summons, that we glorify Hashem's name. And in fact, the Sifri quotes not only the case of Baruch Hu and the response that we give to the Shliach Tzibur when he calls out Baruch Hu, it also quotes the Kaddish and Minayin Shomer Yehesh Mei Hagadol Mevorach, that we respond to Kaddish by saying Yehesh Mei Hagadol, and that is from this very pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Elokeinu. And as we discussed at great length, the Davar Shebekedusha definitely has the following elements. Number one, Kedusha in Shmoneh Esrei. Number two, Kaddish. And we're going to count up how many times in Shacharis we have a Davar Shebekedusha. What's going to be the total number? Who remembers the magic number?
Four.
No, the total number is going to be seven, right? Yeah. Four and three, correct? Four, that depends, four what and three what, okay? Whether that depends on the machlokas between the different girsos, as we saw in the Sefer Musar. The Ramah has one girsa in which we have three kedushos and four kadeshim. The Shaloh had a different girsa in the Sefer Musar, and it's the other way around. It's four kedushos and three kadeshim, which means that the Shaloh's girsa, as the Magen Avraham says, adds another kedusha, and that's Baruch Hu, which reflects so beautifully in this Sifri in Hazinu, that Baruch Hu is indeed a Davar Shebekedusha. But the fascinating thing is, what makes Baruch Hu, what elevates it to the status of a Davar Shebekedusha? And the answer is this kind of Hazmana and Aniya process in which the Shliach Tzibur calls out and the Tzibur responds. And fascinating is that the same Sifri uses the same Pasuk in Hazinu to derive something else entirely, which seems at the face of it not to be related. Kedusha. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Klal Yisrael into Mitzrayim? And the answer is to bring about all the osos and mofs and the great miracles, the supernatural events, and that's a kiyum of Havu Godol Elokeinu. Why did Daniel get thrown into the Gov HaRayos? Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Elokeinu. Why did Hananya Mishael Nazari go into the Kivshan HaEish? So what we see in the Sifri is a Tzvei Dinim. We have two Dinim, and they're both derived from the same Pasuk. One din is the din of Darsha Mekedusha, which includes Baruch Hu in this expanded, extended edition, which includes Kaddish. And the other is Kiddush Hashem and Mesiris Nefesh. And this fits in so beautifully with our sugya here in Brachos, that derives the Darsha Mekedusha from the Pasuk, V'nikdashti b'tok b'nei Yisrael. That magic number 10, which represents a tzibur and klal Yisrael, is going to engender two different forms of a mitzvah. You might say, well, really it sounds like it's two different mitzvahs, but if they're derived from the same pasuk, then likely they're one mitzvah. And that is the chiyuv of Bifar Hesya. And according to Rabbi Yochanan in Masechta Yuma, and in Masechta Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yochanan says, "V'nikdashti v'tok b'nei Yisrael," that in the presence of 10, a person is required to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem, even if it's not one of the Gimel Averis Chamuros, because the fact that it's a public act itself engenders v'nikdashti v'tok b'nei Yisrael. That's b'far Hesya for Shar Mitzvah Satorah above and beyond Gil Arayish because Domen Avodah Zorah. And at the same time, the Sifri derives from this pasuk the mitzvah of Davish and Kedusha. Our Gemara says, how do you know that Kedusha and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, now we can add, requires Asara? Why can't I get up in front of one person and scream out, let's be Makadei Shem Shamayim, and you'll answer Kadosh, 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 and we'll have a Davish and Kedusha? The answer is, because it is derived from this pasuk, v'nikdashti v'tok b'nei Yisrael. So what then is the relationship between these two mitzvahs that seem at the face of it to be independent one of the other? One mitzvah is to respond to someone who calls out with kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The other is to give up one's life publicly, al kiddush Hashem. And furthermore, why is it that the Sifri quotes the pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Gerul Elokeinu? Why not quote the pasuk V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael? And the answer is that there are two forms of one single mitzvah of Kedushas Hashem. There are two ways to be Makadei Shem Shamayim. One is requires the ultimate sacrifice, as we would say. But there's another way of being Makadei Shem Shamayim, and that is by reciting a Dover Sheva Kedusha. Comes along the Sifri and says, what do you mean a Dover Sheva Kedusha? How? What's the form? What's the structure of a Dover Sheva Kedusha? And the answer is, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Elokeinu. It's got to be a Hazmana with an Aniyah. And that itself is the form of V'nikdashti B'tov B'nei Yisrael. How do I know this? Maybe the Sifri is setting up a Havu Godol Elokeinu as an independent mitzvah unto itself. The answer is because if you read the Sifri carefully, the Sifri is discussing and deriving from this pasuk not just Kedusha and Baruch Hu and Yesh Mei Rabbah and Kaddish, but also giving up your life al Kiddush Hashem. It must be that the Sifri understands that there is a great common denominator connecting these two mitzvahs into one. And that is the mitzvah of Dovash B'Kedusha, of Kaddish, and Kedusha and Shmon Esrei, and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. They are both forms of Nikdashti B'Toch B'nei Yisrael. The only thing is, in its original form of Nikdashti B'Toch B'nei Yisrael, in a Dovash B'Far Hesya, which Rabbi Yochanan says requires a person to give up his life, even for Shar Mitzvah HaTorah, Shar Averis HaTorah, not just the big three, there I understand more or less the mechanics of it. I know how it works. Again, there are many details which the Rambam codifies in the fifth parak of Yisodi HaTorah, but I can tell you intuitively, I know more or less what it's all about. But now that you're expanding the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to include even what? Kedusha, Darsha B'Kedusha, well, give me a form, give me a structure. And what's the answer to the Sifri? How do I fulfill Kiddush Hashem in a Dovash of a Kedusha? It's got to be Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godol Elokeinu.
But there's no, you don't have a Hazmana and Yeo when you give up your life.
Correct. And that's what the Sifri wants to tell you, that there are two mitzvahs that are one, that are derived from the same source of Nikdashti B'Toch B'nei Yisrael, but the Sifri is bothered. Because in one case of Kiddush Hashem, I don't have to ask the question, how do I go about doing it? Unfortunately, tragically, if someone puts a gun to my head, I've got to do it. There's Farhesia, there's Asara, so I have to give up my life. But now you're expanding it to include a Davish Mekdusha. Davish Mekdusha means reciting Kaddish, reciting Kedusha, Baruch Hu. How do I do it? Why is it so framed and structured? Why not have what we call laissez-faire? You know, what do you need a hefkeres? What do you need a structure for? Why not just say, you know, let's glorify Hashem's name? That's where the Sifri and Hazinu plugs in the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Avagol Elokeinu. That a Darvish Mekdusha must be recited and this mitzvah fulfilled in a very definite way. And what this means, Rabosai, is an answer to our original question that we asked a week ago. And I want to remind you of this question. We've been asking so many questions. We speak about, again, the various minhagim and nuschos, but all of them have some sort of introduction. Okay, for Ashkenazic Jews, it's usually Nekadesh Hashem Chabolam or Naritzcha in the case of Musaf. Sephardic Jews, or at least Nusach Sephard, will have Naritzcha and they'll have Keser. They're different Nuschos. But whichever way you'll have the Nusach, in any form and any minug, you'll always have to ask the following question. What's it doing there? Is it just some sort of an introduction? You know, like in the army, you know, I remember when I did my basic training, I never knew exactly when my mefakeh, my officer, wanted me to stand at attention until finally the guy next to me said, they listen and hear the words Amod Dom. If you hear Mishmar Yamod Dom, you know that. So here too in Kiddusha Lav, you know, we need some sort of Amod Dom. You know, is that it? Is that what Naritzcha is? Kesa Yitnu Lecham Alach Asharis, or the Kaddish Hashim Chavolam? Is it just an Amod Dom? You know, wake up out of your slumber, buddy. We're about to go into Kiddusha, and then it's just an introduction. Or no, it's more than just an introduction. It becomes an integral part of the goof, if I can use a little brisker terminology, Chefza of Kedusha. It's part of the Chefza of Kedusha. It's part of the entity itself of Kedusha. And the answer is, it all depends. As every question always gets that answer, it all depends. There's no simple answers in life. What is your source for Davish HaMikdusha? If your source of Davish HaMikdusha is the seventh wing, it's Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf and Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel, then I don't know if there's any halacha of stand at attention and please get ready for Kedusha, you know, blow revelry, you know, to wake up the soldiers. I don't know that there's such halacha. The essence of Kedusha is Kadosh, 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 Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut. That's what Kedusha is all about. The rest is just an introduction. However, in the light of the Sifri, that the Sifri answers the question, what is the fundamental format and the requirement in terms of the framework and the structure of Kedusha? And the answer is Kishem Hashem Ekra. Now Kishem Hashem Ekra is not just a Hakdama. It's more than an introduction. It is part and parcel of the essence of the Chefetz Shel Kedusha. The Baruch Es Hashem Amavorach is not just get ready, buddy, you know, wake up out of your slumber, but rather it's part and parcel of the very essence of Kedusha. The Kiyum of Davish of Kedusha is made up of a two-part series. It's the Hazmana and it's the Aniya. It's the invitation and the response. Is Memela Rabosa on the page that I gave you, we can now shed a whole new light on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the following, and this is in Siman Nun Tes Seif Gimel. Well, actually, we can combine that with the first source on your page, which is in Siman Kuf Tes Seif Gimel. Yachid Ha'omid B'Tfila. A person is standing his own private Shmon Esrei. He gets up to Kedusha and he's very eager to recite Kedusha. Can he link up with the Tzibur who happens at that moment to be up to Kedusha the Sidra? The Kedusha of Uvolat Zion. It sounds like a great idea. I could synchronize my kedusha with the kedusha of the sidra. You know, I came late. You know, the tzibur is up to volitzia. Says the mechaber, no, eino omer kadosh imoem she'ena kedusha shavos. So you know what? The Ramah is willing to accept this. This far I can go. Kedusha the Sidra is a different type of Kedusha. Ein HaKedusha Shavos. But then the Mechaber goes one step further. The Mechaber says, and this is what the Ramah can't tolerate. V'nira dehu adin. Im hayu atzibur omrim keser. He's in Shachris. He's reciting Shachris. The Tzibur is up to Keser, which is Musav. Eino omer imoem kedusha el yishto. Frekter amah kasha bishleim. I understand when you're talking about comparing kedusha in Shmon Esrei to kedusha the sidra. Kedusha the sidra is like, what shall I say, yotzer kedusha of yotzer, the first brach of kriyat shma, which the mechaber says in Simon Nun Tes, and the Ramah doesn't argue about it, is something that you could say biyachid. It's something that really just tells us exactly what was going on up in Shemayim. It's a sefer dvarim, how the malach yasharis recited kedusha. So that kedusha, and therefore it has nothing to do with your kedusha in Shmon Esrei. That I can understand, says the Ramah. But when you get to kedusha of Shachris, vis-a-vis kedusha of Musaf, and this one is not Ritzcha according to that nuskan, this one is Keser according to that, it's all the same. This is an essential kedusha, a proper kedusha. Remember, Harvey, that is part of the Shmon Esrei and has the two major elements, the highlights of kedusha, namely kadosh, 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 and then Baruch. So why shouldn't they be integrated into one? You're up to Shachris, the Tzimra's up to Musaf. Ah, but the answer is, Ein HaKedusha Shavos, says the Mechaber. And the Ramah says, what do you mean Ein HaKedusha Shavos? They're identical. Because the Ramah Lishitaso defines Kedusha as Kadosh, 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 etc. And therefore, these two Kedushas are identical. But the Mechaber is going much deeper. It's much more profound. The Mechaber says, no, you think, if he was talking to the Ramah, which he wasn't, but if he had been talking to Ramah, they were contemporaries, he would have said to the Ramah, you think, Rabbeinu Moshe, that Kedusha means Kadosh, 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 and Naritzcha and Keser is nothing more than what?
Introduction.
An introduction. You're wrong, my friend. Based on the Sifri, we say that no, Naritzcha and Keser are not just introductions, but rather they form an integral part of the Guf Chefetz of Kedusha. Is Memelein Kedusha Shavos. The Kishem Hashem Ekra is fundamentally different one from the other.
In the time of the Mechaber, or the Mechaber, or Nusach Sfar, did the Chazan actually precede the call in the saying of Magdisha?
I would assume so. I would assume so. In fact, you should know that the Mechaber, and the Ramah also seems to agree to the Mechaber, they discourage the Tzibur from reciting the Kadesh and Naritzcha. It's only Reb Kiveger who really tries to introduce a Zohar, and maybe we should be saying the Kadesh. It's very difficult. You know, we're going to try to make sense out of this Reb Kiveger, but leaving out Reb Kiveger, in all the classical poskim that we know, that Tzibur is discouraged from saying the Kaddish. Because in a sense, it undermines this framework and this structure of Kishem Hashem Ekra. I have to invite you to Kedusha. And who's the I in this case? The Shatz. The Shatz should be inviting to Kedusha.
And but the Kadosh Kadosh, it's okay that the call comes first? Because it's we've already passed the stage of
oh, you're asking why the Shatz comes later, you say?
No,
first comes the Tzibur, and then the Shatz.
In the Kaddish as well, but also even the Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, because... What do you say?
I'm saying even if you accept the grub and the call doesn't say in the Kaddish, only the Chazan does. He makes the Hazman invite. Shouldn't the Chazan also still say Kaddish Kaddish first? Or that doesn't matter anymore? Now the call comes first.
No, because again the call is responding Havu Godel Elokeinu. I thought you were asking a different question. It's a little bit odd that the Shatz comes later. The answer is because keep in mind there might be someone in the Tzibur who is not able to respond to Kedusha, because again, he's in his own private Shmon Esrei, so at least he should listen to the Kedusha of the Shatz. That's what I would say. Again, there are many answers to your question. I'm just giving you one possible answer.
It's interesting how the one time where we actually do it probably the right way is Yom Noraim. We say the Chazan says, "V'chein l'chasal l'kedusha." Again, we're actually calling everybody to bring it down.
And the Tzibur just responds, "Kadosh."
I don't think they say those lines, or they do. They say it after the Chazan.
No, I'm saying, let's assume they say Kadosh. I think that's a pretty fair assumption. But I would only, I would only ask you the following question, Yechiel: why aren't we consistent?
Yeah, 100%.
Just saying, if that's what we do on Yom Noraim, that should set the pattern for the entire year. Okay, I'm not Rabosai. I'm not telling anyone here to change their minog. I personally did not say in the Kaddish Shimcha. I don't. But I'm not telling you, I'm not advocating changing the minhag. I sense that those who say in the Kaddish, again, we'll see Rabbi Kvanger and we'll try to figure out the Zohar, but that's for futuristic, not for today. I sense that intuitively we should be waiting for the Shatz who's addressing us, like we saw here in the Sifri. And that's really what you'll see classically in the Poskim. Again, I'm not saying there wasn't another minhag, you know, when it comes to minhagim, minhag Yisrael Tori. But if you ask me, my heart and my intuition identifies more with the minhag, that it's the Shatz's business to say Nekadish. Don't usurp his
as well.
Who? What?
Mishnah Berurah says that as well.
Oh, the Mishnah Berurah also paskins that we should not be saying the Kaddish?
But then he
That's adds, pretty good.
Then know. He adds, but the minhag Olam Mishnah Berurah.
Okay. You see, that's the thing about the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, people don't realize, some people don't realize, most of us realize, that Mishnah Berurah was a first-class Lavan. He was a Rosh Hashiva. It's not like the Aruch HaShulch. The Aruch HaShulch was a Rav. He had to paskin Shailos. It's a whole different approach, you know, when you compare. The one who did a lot of research on this, again, I can't recommend reading it because it's like 50,000 pages, is Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, my Rebbe's son. And he did a whole paper on this. You can get an extract of it, but he shows you that consistently the Mishnah Berurah will tell you what the halacha should be, but the Aruch HaShulchan will tell you tachlis what it is in a community. And it's okay, but that's just, I don't want to get off on a tangent. So where are we up to? If you have these pages, so I think what you should be up to is page Resh. Do you have page Resh? Okay, now that page actually starts in the last paragraph on Kuf Tzadi Tes. So again, your pages are a little bit out of order, and I apologize because, you know, the computer has a mind of its own, and it's, you know, when I photocopy things, it just doesn't listen to what I want, and you know, it does what it wants. So anyway, okay. So if you look on page Rish, he says the following: that based on this Sifri, we can perhaps understand that the chova, the obligation to recite Kedusha during the week, is an additional mitzvah. When I say additional, it's additional to what we saw in the Brisa Masechta Sofrim and what we saw in Tosis in the name of the Gionim, of the special unique mitzvah of Kedusha that's engendered by the Kedusha Sayom, by the sanctity of the day, what he calls in this article, Bechol Yom V'Yom, right? Bakshem Yom V'Yom, Bechol Yom V'Yom, Tein Lo Me'im Berchosav. Okay, I have a lot of problems with that, but that I don't want to, again, once again, I want to stay on course. But be that as it may, we'll use it as a catch or a code word, Bechol Yom V'Yom, Tein Lo Me'im Berchosav. So there's something about a day that's singular in the Hebrew calendar, and that engenders the Tosefes Shevach of Kedusha. But our minhag reflects the fact that in addition to the Tosefes Kedusha that's engendered by that day, by right the seventh Kanaf, we also have a daily mitzvah of Kedusha, and that's engendered by the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. She'echad mazmin la'achirim v'koram l'davashim v'kedusha. One invites the other, and there's a clarion call in which the tzibur responds to a davar shebekedusha.
What are you reading?
We're on page Reish Aleph now. If you're taking a look on page Reish Aleph, you will see that on this page he emphasizes the distinction between the Kedusha of Shachris and the Kedusha of Musaf according to the Machaber, and why there's no tziruf between the two. It means that if a Yachid is in the middle of his Shmon Esrei and the tzivur is up to Musaf, is up to Kedusha of Musaf Keser, he cannot stop and recite Keser. And what's the answer to this question? How do we unravel the mystery of the Machaber? And he says, again, it's on the bottom right of page Reish Aleph, that Nekadesh Hashimcho Kesa Yitnechu Eino B'Torah's Hakdama. It's not just an introduction, Ela Miguf HaKedusha, but insofar as it's a kiyum of Hazmana, of Kishem Hashem Ekra, it becomes an integral part of Kedusha, of Kedusha itself. And that brings us to page Reish Beis, if you can fast forward to page Reish Beis. You'll see on the bottom right of your page, Bidin Ein Dover B'Kedusha Pachos Me'asara. And in this section, which takes you all the way to Reish Gimel, the analysis here is of the Sifri's connecting together, or packaging, if you will, two dinim. On the one, in the midst of Kiddush Hashem and Mesiris Nefesh, L'Kadish Shmo Barabim, Daniel Begov Arayis, Hanani Mishal, Shiyardu, L'Kiv Shanei, Shazari was also in the group. Thank God. And and then we have, I'm glad you caught the joke, because if I have to explain my jokes, it's not good. He said, and then on the left column of page Reish Beis, we also derive from the same source a mitzvah of Dover Shebekedush, of Ania, of responding to the call of Baruch Hu Hashem Mavorach. And at the end of that first paragraph, on the left column of page Reish Beis, before the word Vadvarim, he says, Travayu, both of these mitzvos, Yesodom, Midin, Kiddush Hashem, Barabim. They are both expressions and concrete reflections of Kiddush Hashem, Barabim. The Shem Hashem, Miskadesh, that the name of God is sanctified, Hain, Al Yudei Mesirus Nefesh, Al Kiddushmo, the Hain, Al Yudei Ania, Lechol, Dover Shebekedusha. And that's why V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, as we discussed earlier, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is the source in Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph for the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem B'farhesya, afil b'mitzvah kala. And it also is the source, again, in the name of the same Rabbi Yochanan, here in Brachos, and also in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel, parallel sugyas of Dover Shebekedusha. Both a means to fulfill Kiddush Hashem. As he summarizes it here on page Reish Gimel, in the top paragraph, Dechad Dinohen, it's about 10 lines down from the top, Lekadei Shem Hashem, Hein Al Yidei Mesirus Nefesh, Vehein Al Yidei Ania Vishtatvus B'Dovar Shebekedusha. Two different forms or expressions of the very same identical mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But now he asks the following question. Two questions here, and this is number Zion, if you will, on page Reish Gimel. You have Reish Gimel? Mm-hmm. How far did I get in the photocop? Do you have even just till Reish Dalet? All right, I may be able to go beyond that depending upon time allotment, but let's focus on pages Reish Gimel and Reish Dalet. We're not going to read through this. It's very tedious to read through it word for word, but I'm going to try to highlight some of the questions and some of the answers that are presented here in this sheet. Dover Shebekedusha, on a daily basis, somebody calls out, Kishem Hashem Ekra, and we respond. When? How? Where? I mean, what makes it into a Dovah Shemekdusha? I mean, give me a structure for it. I mean, I could always say to you, you know, right now I'm going to clap a fetish and say, Kishem Hashem Eka. And then everyone here is going to respond and it becomes a Dovah Shemekdusha. I mean, when? There's got to be a machayev, there's got to be something that engenders that chiyuv. It can't be that, you know, all of a sudden, haphazardly, coincidentally, so to speak, somebody gets up and he calls out the Shem Hashem. Obviously, Chazal gave it a framework. They gave it a structure. And it's got to be, as we said before, the Shliach Tzibur, representing the entire Tzibur. It's got to be integrated into Tefillah. But what's it all about? That's question number one. Question number two is that the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph derives from this very same pasuk, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hava Godel Elokeinu, an entirely different halacha. And that's the halacha that applies to a Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, who during the course of the various viduyim that he recites mentions the name of Hashem, and what do you say?
I'm Forosh.
Okay, good. I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, Rich. Okay, but you got it. Okay, and the tzibur of Shomim, you know, the people in the Azara, this you'll see in the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, they respond Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Olam Void. Tani Rebbe Omer, Rebbe derives it from a pasuk Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. The Kohen Gadol is enunciating the holiest name of God. Havu Gadol Elokeinu, respond with Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed. And the pella here is that this Yalfusa, as presented by the Sugya in Yuma, is codified in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's halacha l'maisa. It's not just some sort of a drasha or an agadita. This is la halacha. And this halacha requires the tzibur to respond with a glorification of God's name when the Kohen Gadol recites God's name. How does he recite God's name? That's what Mitch was mentioning before. And that is the Shem HaMeforash. The Kohen Gadol used to enunciate the ineffable name of Hashem. And that's what the Gemara says over here. Amar lehem Moshe Yisrael b'shosh ani mazkir shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu atem havu Gadol Elokeinu. So there's a very basic question over here. How do we reconcile the Sifri and Azinu, which we claim to be the source for Kedusha, the source for Baruch Hu, the source for Kaddish, deriving, as it were, all of the above from Kishem Hashem Ekra of Gadol Elokeinu, with this sugya in the Sechta Yuma, that derives an entirely different halacha, an entirely different mitzvah from Kishem Hashem Ekra, from the same pasuk in Asinu, namely, the chiyuv on the part of the tzibur to respond when they hear the Shem HaMeforash, Yotzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. And here Rav Soloveitchik says something way out. I'm telling you, Rav Osai, this is like revolutionary. I mean, it's so new that I don't know. I'm a little bit skeptical. It's hard for me to get used to such a revolution. I don't know. I'm more of a conservative type guy. And he says the following, that if you take a look in the Gaon, I have it for you on the bottom of the page, you know, this Mar Makomos page. The Gaon in Simon Hay of Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, says something that's very, very fundamental about the nature of the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. And we've discussed on many occasions that, according to an entire school of Rishonim, the mitzvah d'oraisa, at least, of Kriyat Shema is fulfilled through that first pasuk. The balance of the first parasha and the second parasha and the third parasha, those three parashios, with the exception of Shema Yisrael, are Durabbanan. Not every Rishon will buy into that. The Rambam would not buy into that. But be that as it may, what kavana do we have to have in that first pasuk? That's a complicated question which we're not going to answer today. But what we are going to answer the question is, what kavana should we have when we mention the name of Hashem? Which we do twice, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, twice we say Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Gaon says something amazing. And this is all based on a sugya in Masechta Pesachim. I'll just read to you the sugya. You have it again. If you keep this page on your right and keep page Reish Dalet, I think you told me, Mitch, you have Reish Dalet.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
that on your left. So do you see about on the right column on Reish Dalet, about halfway through the column, or a little bit more than halfway through, he quotes a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun. See if you can find that. I should have added an arrow there. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lo Ka'olam Azeh Ha'olam Haba. There's a certain way of enunciating Hashem's name which we are not allowed to do, enjoined from enunciating Hashem. Olam Azeh Nichtav Biyud Hey, but V'Nikra Bi Aleph Dalet. In other words, Agnes is what we call a kinui. And in this world, we're not allowed to recite the Shem HaMeforosh of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's written. But instead, we recite the Kinui. That's called the Kriya. The Kriya is Adnus. Aval Yolam Abba, says Rav Nachman, Kulo Echad. Nikra Biyud, Biyud Kei, V'Nichtav Biyud Kei. Meaning, our Kriya, Liyosid Lavo, will be identical with the Ksiva. Today we have a split. We have the Ksiva, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we have the Kriya, which is the Kinui of Adnus. But at the end of time, after Hashem will destroy Amalek, and on a day like today, we really pray for that to happen because of the news of yesterday. But it's just machrid what's going on here. We really need to end the. Anyway, so at that point, we're going to have an absolute unification, if you will, an identification between the Shem HaNikra and the Shem HaNichtav. Fine. So far, so good. So our Kriya is different than the Ksiva. The Ksiva is Yud Kei Vav Kei, which means Hoyahov V'yi, and has many deep meanings which are esoteric and mystical beyond my comprehension. And there's a Shem HaNikra, which is the Kinui of Ad. So far, so good. Yeah? That's the Gemara in Pesach. Comes along the Gaon, and he says something that's pretty new, that we don't know, at least I don't know, of any source for this Gaon. The Gaon wants to say, and this you'll see at the beginning of the paragraph, Asher Nira Lomar, you'll see a summary of it here, Asher Nira Lomar, that's on page Reish Dalet, or you can read it in the Gaon, in the original, in the Bir Agro, which I have for you on this page, on the bottom of the page. And he says the following, Yesh lechalek bein kavonas Hashem b'posek rishon dekriyat shma. There's a different kavana that a person has to have in his mind when he enunciates God's name in Shema Yisrael, the first pasuk, as opposed to the rest, the balance of the three parshios. What's unique about the kavana of Kriyat Shema? Tzorach lecha of Kriyat Shema meaning pasuk rishon. Tzorach lechavin bo kavanas Hashem kiksavo vikinuyo. It's not enough to think that God is the Adon Kol, He's the master of the universe. I think we've discussed this in the past, I think. But we also have to have an additional Kavana Kiksava. Hainu Shu Hove Hoya Hove V'yir. Masha'en Kein Linyan Azkar Shar Shemos. She'eno Tzorach Laharher. He doesn't have to have in mind the Ksiva, which means the Hoya Hove V'yir. But rather, it's sufficient that he has in mind Adnus, that Hashem is the Adon Kol. Sagi b'kavonas, it's enough. Kavonas Hashem kikrioso, shehu Adon Kol. So it comes out, according to the Gaon, and this you'll see on the bottom of Reish Dalet, moving on to the, on the right side, moving on to the top of the left column, that b'pasuk rishon de kriyat shma, afshe b'fo'al, even though he's going to recite Adnus, right? We don't have the ability in this world to recite the Yud Kei Vav Kei as it's written. We only have to say it as it's enunciated, which is Adnus. But mikol makom, and this is the way a brisker reads a piece in the Bir HaGrah, Mikomoko Beiker Chalos Kiyumo. You have to add the word chalos, otherwise you don't have the sophisticated language. Beiker Chalos Kiyumo Yeshbo is a Kiyum Shel Kriyas Hashem HaMeforash. That in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema according to the Gaon, we are Makayim the mitzvah of Kriyas Hashem HaMeforash. Again, no one is going to walk out of this class and start exercising, the pronunciation of the Shem HaMeforash. That we're not going to do. But although the external action is identical, namely the Kriya is going to be Adnus, nevertheless, below the surface, in the Chalois, the Chalois cue, is Shem HaMeforash. And therefore, why do we immediately after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad we recite Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Olam Vod? Is that coincidental? That's the same exact statement which the Gemara codifies, as we saw on page Reish Gimel in the Gemara in Yuma, the response of the Omdim Bazara to the Kohen Gadol's recitation of the Shem HaMeforash. That's what Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus Olam is doing over there. So that's the Vilna Gaon. The way Rav Salvechka understands the Vilna Gaon. Umeata nire. Now here's the breakthrough. Again, I told you it's a revolution. I'm a little bit conservative about this, reserved about this. He says, what is a Davar Shebe Kedusha? Finally, let's get down to business, Rabosai. What is a Davar Shebe Kedusha? And why does it require asara? And the answer is, it's a shevach to the Shem HaMeforash of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the paradigm, perhaps, of a Davar Shebe Kedusha now becomes Kaddish. You remember that in the Sifri, Ki Shem Hashem Echo HaGodol Elokeinu, we derive from that pasuk, Yehei Shmo HaGodol Mevorach. What does that mean, Shmo HaGodol? Shmo HaGodol, God has many names, but the Shmo HaGodol is the Shem HaMeforash. And basically, the Shatz, which could be the mourner or whoever it is who's reciting Kaddish, right? It could be the Shatz, it could be the Yosom who's saying Kaddish Yosom as a Shatz. He is crying out to us. This is the Hazmana of Kishem Hashem Ekra, not just Shem Hashem Ekra, the Kikriyoso of Agnus, but rather he is. Again, you may not hear this, right? You have to hear below the surface. You have to really attune your ears for this. But you are hearing in the Tzivur the Shem HaMeforash. He becomes like the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim who recites the Shem HaMeforash. And therefore your response is going to be Yehei Shmei Rabo Yishem HaGadol Mevorach Me'atav Yad Olam. And Rav Soloveitchik says the following, that what is a Davar Shebe Kedusha? Ikar din Davar Shebe Kedusha, this is at the very bottom of your page, Reish Dalet, Hainu, Shekavonas HaShvachim, what are we being Meshabeach here, when we recite Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 is the Askar HaShem B'Torah Shem HaMeforash. Again, it's not going to be in this world Shem HaMeforash, that's not the audibility that you're going to hear, but Alpidin, halachically, it's the Shem HaMeforash. And this halacha, that we respond, Havgodol Elokeinu, to the Shem HaMeforash, is an act of Kiddush Hashem. But again, what is Kiddush Hashem? What does that word Shem mean when we talk about Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify the name? What name?
Meforash.
It's the Shem HaMeforash. And that's why we require Asara. Because in order to engender this Kiddush Hashem act, which on the one hand, according to the Sifri, is Hanani, Mishael, and Azari going down to the Kibshon HaEish and the great miracles. But on the other hand, it's also responding to a Davar Shebe Kedusha, to the Shem Hashem Ekra. It's responding to the Shem HaMeforash, and insofar as we can do so, we achieve the goal of a Davar Shebe Kedusha, of being Mekadish Shem Shamayim. And we speak about being Mekadish the Shem, what we mean is the Shem HaGadol, the Shem HaMeforash. And that's why Kedusha is called the Davar Shebe Kedusha, because the Shem Hashem that's recited in a Davar Shebe Kedusha is the Shem HaMeforash. It's the Shem Havaya. is Memela Rabosai, this sheds an entirely different light on the question of the Hazmana that we spoke about, right? And we wondered why in the Sifri, in Azinu, the Hazmana of the Kishem Hashem Ekra is such an integral part of the Guf Chefts of Kedusha. L'chora, logically, intuitively, we would have said it's just a Hakdama, it's just an Amod Dom to get us, you know, awakened. No. Nekadesh Eshimcha Ba'olam. What does that mean, Nekadesh Eshimcha Ba'olam? What is the clarion call here of the Shatz? What does he mean when he says Nekadesh Eshimcha Ba'olam? The Shem HaMeforosh. Where, in what, I don't know what word to use, in what location in the universe, I don't mean the universe in the material sense, but where is it that even now there is a kiddush of the Shem HaMeforosh? That's the Malachim. Kishem Shemakdishim Obishmei Marahom. That up in the heavens, that's exactly what the Malachi Asheris are doing. There, they're allowed to say the Shem HaMeforosh. We can't do it down in this world, Olam Hazeh. Because the Malach of Rav Nachman Ein Hashem Nikra Kiksavo Rak Bekinuya V'Loshan Adnus. But what we're doing is we are being Metzaref our Kiddush. We're linking our Kiddush with the Kiddush of the Malachim that we can do even in this world. And therefore, when we say Nekadish Shimcha Kshem Shemakdishim Osobish Meimorom, what we're doing is, Rabosai, let's respond to the Shem HaMeforosh, even though we're not enunciating it, because that we're enjoined from doing. But Al Pidin, the Chalas Shem Kiyum is the Shem HaMeforosh. Is therefore Amiras Nekadish Shimcha Ba'olam. How do we interpret Nekadish Shimcha Ba'olam means the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya, and that applies to every single Dovrish Kedusha, every single Kedusha, every single Barchu, and every single Kaddish. What we're responding to is the Shmei Rabbah. And here, Rabosai, if you happen to have brought in your Gemara Brachos to Shia, maybe you left it out like I did, if you open up to Gemara Brachos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about Yehei Shmei Rabbah, it says there in Tosfos, Dibra Maskel V'onim Yehei Shmei Rabbah. You have that Tosfos? Some of you may remember that we actually had a long discussion about that Tosfos. And Tosfos quotes a machlokas between himself and the Machzor Vitri about Yehei Shmei Rabbah. According to the Machzor Vitri, Yehei Shmei Rabbah is only a tefillah, it's a supplication. We ask Hashem, right, remember the pasuk that we'll read in Mirtz Hashem this Shabbos, I believe, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka, correct? Milchama Hashem Amolek. Shalo Yeshmo Shalom V'Kiso Shalom Sheyimche Zaro Shel Amolek. So we ask Hashem, we peg Hashem, we supplicate, Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Let that shame, which is now Yud-Kei, become Rabbah, become Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Because now it's only half of the name. We're waiting for the completion of the name of Hashem. But it's a tefillah. And Tosa stands up and he argues against the Machzor Vitri. And he says, nay, that's not true. Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mevorach is not a tefillah and a supplication, a bakasha. But rather, it's a shevach. And what are we saying? We're saying Yehishma Gadol Mevorach. What we're saying in the Yehishmei Rabbah is that God's Shema Gadol should be Mevorach. Should be Mevorach means it should be praised. It should be glorified. And that's the kiyum of a Dovrish of a Kedusha of Kaddish. So if you ask me why Kaddish is a Dovrish of a Kedusha, it's because he who calls out to the people is asking them to glorify, to be Mevorech, the Shmo HaGadol, says Tosfos. And if you ask me why Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach is also likewise a Dovrish Shem HaKedusha, is the answer is the same, because in Baruch Hu, the shame that the caller, that the mazmin, that the shliach tzibur is calling out about, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMeforach, is the Shem HaMeforach. And that's what happens in Kedusha when we recite Nekadish Eshimcha Ba'olam. Stach Rabosai, let's just summarize the last point that we made over here. Before, you know, we'll have to, I guess, complete this in Mitzvah Hashem, B'yom Revi'i, B'ezer Hashem, B'li Neder. And that is that it's not just that the shatzes, nekadesh, or keser, or naritzcha, whatever it might be in each case, in each nusach, is a hakdama. It's not just an introduction to Kedusha. It's not just, wake up, my friends, and let's respond. It's much more than that. It's part of the goof heft of the Kedusha. It is an integral part of the essence of Kedusha. It's ki shem Hashem ekra, and the shame here is the shame amaforosh. Meaning, to the same extent that the Gaon says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what is the shame in that pasuk that we recite? It's not the shame that you and I hear with our ears, namely Adnus. It is rather the shame Amaforash Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore the Gaon says in that pasuk we require the kavana of Haya Hove V'yeh. And to the same extent, every Dovash of Kedusha means that the shame of Hashem that we're responding to in the Kishem Hashem Ekra, Javi, it might be your wife. So if it's not, you know, I get very nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's her.
Yeah.
So we can be calm, guys, you know, because, you know, we don't know.
Okay. So I'll speak to you soon. Yes?
So if I could just try to finish this up, I got a little distracted here. What was I saying? Oh yeah, every Darash of Kedusha, whether it be Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Kedusha, and Shmon Esrei, is a response of Hava Godol Elokeinu to Ki Shem Hashem Eka. Which shame? The shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, the shame Amaforash. And that's what a Darash of Kedusha is all about. But we're left with one major gaping hole over here. If that be the case, then Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a Dovash of Kedusha, which should require Asara. Because we don't play around with Dovash of Kedusha. We don't just say the Shema Meforash and then say Baruch Shem from Malchuso, just stand like this. There's got to be a structure b'fnei Asara. And therefore, according to this understanding of the Vilna Gaon, how is it possible that we can recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, which requires the Kavan of Shema Meforash, in which we respond Baruch Shem for Malchuso Nich, if we do it in Bitzibur on Yom Kippur, for example, we're gonna you know, belt it out, you know, Baruch Shem for Malchuso, but that's wonderful, that's a real Darash of Kedusha. But we do it in our private davening, in our own B'kriyat Shema B'toras Yechidim. How are we allowed to do that? And that's going to be a Mirtz Hashem, the balance of this year. Okay, then. So we'll stop.
What about Birchas HaMazon, which he brings out, which brought down here as well?
Yeah.
But he
takes it out,
and he changes it here from Gimel to saying Elokeinu with Yud in the Rav's thing. He changed it because the original thing in Masechta Sofer, it says Hashemot Zimun is Gimel. Not here, it says Zimun be Elokeinu be Yud.
In this No, but I'm saying, is he saying it in the Sifri and Azinu, or he's saying it in general?
He quotes it. That's how he quotes.
Well, so what's the Sifri? What do we have in our Sifri?
We have the Gimel. We have Gimel.
Let me see.
Zimun be Gimel.
Yeah, Ele B'Shlosh. Yeah. And he has Ele B'Asar.
He says El Kano and Asar.
You have it inside? You can show it to me?
Yeah.
Show it to me if you don't mind. I missed that point. A very good point that she's making.
Which is?
That the Zimun in the Girsa of the Gaon in the Sifri and Hasidu is Basar. It's not a Zimun B'Shlosh as we have.
Well, the Lashon of Reish Dal here says, Be'ein Mezandin B'Shein Pachos Me'asar.
So he's talking about...
What's he saying?
So it's a different Girsa than the one Girsa we have.
It's not can't be doing Elkanah, it's doing like Yukevokeh. Because we say Yukevokeh with Shalosh.
Right.
We say Elkanah Be'asas.
Right. So that again, how you derive Elkanah, that's a sugya later on in the sixth parable.
With the Nusach back when, or there's a source of the Nusach that says that Zimun B'Shalosh doesn't use Shem Hashem at all. Not even Yukevokeh, nothing. You only get Yukevokeh Basar, because that's what that would fit well.
Correct.
But that's what we do.
Right. So, right. Okay, so we'll see how to work that. Those are already details that have to be ironed out, but the basic structure here is Zimun Basara, if you have that gear, so. And that's going to be a Zimun of Havagodel Lelokeinu, and Havagodel Lelokeinu is because of the shame, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, that is elevated to the status of Havagodel of Kishem Hashem Ekra, if the Kavana is for the Shem HaMefarish. Where do we find a precedent where the where even though we recite it as Agnus, yet the Kavana is the Shem HaMefarish? Look at all of the universe of halachic literature or Shas or Poskim. The Rav finds it in this Gon in Siman Hey in Orachaim. That's where he finds this breakthrough. That even though you're reciting the Shem as Agnus, Afal Pichen, the Chalois, the Kiyum, is the Shem HaMefarish. That's what he found in the Gon. But paradoxically, if that's going to shed a light on the entire Yisoda, Yisoda's the definition of essentially what is the Darshan Kedusha, shouldn't Shema Yisrael, which is your, that's your source, that itself should be a Darshan Kedusha, which we're not allowed to say without us.
So here he does.
I've got a
word
from needed.
Oh, okay. All right. This
is Gimel over here. And here, what he calls it, all of a sudden becomes Shema HaSorah.
So here he's quoting the Sifri. So apparently he had the same gears as the Sifri. And here he's quoting the Gemara in Megill.
So the Gemara in Megill that we have is Gimel. I'm pretty sure it says Gimel. Okay.
Yeah, can we open up the Gemara in Megill? I didn't bring the Gemara with me, but I'm sure we have it.
I'm pretty sure it's Gimel.
Okay. Let me get the Gemara in Megill.
Okay. So maybe that's where he was, maybe she's always with her. Mitch, should I respond to the question?
That was my question. I got the question. I got it. So that question is going to be the whole basis, all right.
I think I have to take a photocopy from my pages on this. We'll leave it here on this desk. Yeah, that's gonna photocopy Kodei, Rejay.
Is this the relevant line? I don't know. You have to look and see. Here it says, "Ein mizamdin ala mazal b'shem pachas mes." So that is that the relevant line, or am I skipping the relevant line?
Ein pachas mes b'shem.
Right, the name
is
on b'shem. Yeah, pachas mes. That sounds right.
Him is on b'shem b'pachas.
So Rashi says it means in baruch hol kenu. Doesn't mean he shame Hashem if right. That's already b'shem.
Right. Okay. So then those are again, we're not learning Zimun b'pachas Hashem, but Zimun is a gigantic sugi, one of the most complicated sugi. Yeah. But the Asara here sounds like, and if you add the Sifri, although the Sifri again says Gimel, but I'm saying if you would add if you would superimpose this Gemara onto the Sifri, it would be very cool. You know, you have a really good move here because then what we're saying is that it's a Darshan of Kedusha. And the entire Sifri from beginning to the end is addressing a Darshan of Kedusha, which requires, in the case of Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and even in Zimun, it requires.
But here the Darshan is a volcano.
Good. That's Yechiel's point. Again,
I wouldn't be surprised if we found the Gon somewhere that says that the Shem means Hashem and not volcano.
I don't know, Rabosa. Again, I'm not asking for applause here, but I don't know if you realize how many different pages and pages and pages I've gone through. This article that we're learning now,
but
you have it here. Look how long it is. And again, what we started here is on page Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Okay, so you add 10 pages until you get to Resh, and we're already on Resh Hey. That means we've gone through already 15 pages. This has been hours and hours and hours of work for me. I'm not asking for an accolade here, but I'm just saying, you're asking about Elokeinu. It could be that in the last part of this essay, we still have about 5 pages left to the essay. Maybe we'll get to it. I don't know. Wow. All right, then, I will say that's Adkan for today.